So I'm going to start by showing you the generation that I did of the face punch. And you may not be a fan and you think I could do with a face punch, then maybe this will be satisfying to you. Check out this pretty amazing effect. Let's try and see if we can do like a robotic arm doing the punching instead of just this boxing glove. Yep, I'm super impressed. It absolutely nailed it. It's absolutely a robotic arm. And the debris has absolutely turned into like sparks from the impact. I think these effects and motion controls are really impressive.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with a super short but super fun episode for you tonight as we continue to be a little crunched for time this week, but we are revisiting what is quickly becoming another one of our most fun AI tools to use right now, and that is Higgsfield AI, and specifically their new Iconic Scenes feature. And Higgsfield AI is very quickly becoming a contender with Pika for one of the most fun AI tools, definitely AI video generators that we've covered on the show. And much like Pika, the use cases here with these unique effects and video controls and motion controls in order to generate short form videos, I think make the most sense from a purely organic content perspective. At this point, I'm not saying it couldn't be used for other things, but I kind of see them in the same category, maybe as memes, although I do think some pretty interesting and creative things could be done in ads as well. But speaking of memes, there are actually some famous memes used right here in the Iconic Scenes. You can see the firehouse and the It's Fine memes here if you're watching along on video. And we have done a couple episodes talking about Higgsfield AI now. And for anyone who has not seen those, Higgsfield is an AI video generator. It's going to allow you to do text-to-image generations as well, but mostly image-to-video is the primary use case. And what makes it really impressive and pretty unique is that it's got all these very dynamic motion controls that you're seeing on the screen right now. In fact, one that has been going viral is the face punch, which you're seeing again on the screen right now with all of these examples. And I had to try this one for myself, so I'm going to start by showing you the generation that I did of the face punch, and then I think we'll do one of the face punch on the fly because the default one appears to be like a boxing glove, which you'll see in a second here, but it looks like you can do a lot more customization of what is actually doing the punching in the scene. And then after we show you this one here, we're going to do a couple of the quote unquote iconic scenes that were right up my alley and that are the brand new feature. We had to do a couple from one of my favorite film franchises, The Lord of the Rings, and also one from Alien, another iconic sci-fi film. And if you didn't get the bent here, I'm into fantasy and sci-fi. Anyway, here is an example of this viral face punch. And if there's any of you listeners out there who are maybe hearing this for the first time and you may not be a fan and you think I could do with a face punch, then maybe this will at least be satisfying to you. Or maybe there's even continuing listeners out there who feel that way too. Either way, check out what it would look like with this pretty amazing effect from Higgsfield AI. Yeah, pretty brutal, first of all, but really amazing and impressive. One thing I noticed immediately was the hair in this image. So much is being done with the motion afterwards that's actually being generated by the model. The hair is kind of what was blowing my mind here. Okay, now let's try something on the fly here. It appears that the boxing glove here is the default for this punching effect. Let's see if we can do something a little more customized. If you haven't watched any of the show before, we tend to have like a robotic or space travel or space navigator theme on the show here. So let's try and see if we can do like a robotic arm doing the punching instead of just this boxing glove. So I'm gonna go ahead and try and generate that. So in order to do that, we already have our face punch effect selected in the image to video generator. I'm just gonna go ahead and upload this same headshot that we used for this generation. So the first time I didn't do anything and it just used this default prompt that we're seeing up here. So what I'm gonna do is just click that and it'll actually populate right into our prompt here. And I'm just gonna edit a little bit where it says a gloved fist strikes from the left. I'm gonna say a futuristic robotic arm strikes from the left, hitting him squarely on the side of the face in slow motion. Skin ripples, head jolt to the side, hair flaring out. So that's how they got that hair effect. So we're definitely going to leave that in there. Let's again try and do something a little creative on the fly. And instead of debris from the impact swirling around him, let's do like a an electric shock or bolt, I don't know, emerge from the impact site. Okay, let's see what it does with that. I'm gonna go ahead and click generate. And we can see now that is in our queue. So we'll give it some time before we check out the result. Okay, our generation is ready. Let's see how it turned out. I have not played it yet. This will be the first time I've viewed it. We'll see if our prompt for adding a futuristic robotic arm and some electrical shock effect to the punch was adhered to in this next face punch generation. Yep, I'm super impressed. It absolutely nailed it. There's still sort of a boxing glove, but it's absolutely a robotic arm. And the debris has absolutely turned into like sparks from the impact. I think it really nailed the effect. And all I want to do now is different ideas and variations on these effects and these motion controls. Again, Higgsfield AI is definitely up there now as one of the most fun video generators as well. I think these effects and motion controls are really impressive. Okay, so moving on now. I only did two of the face punch and I almost got sucked into doing more. You can see how you could very easily fall into the trap of doing quite a few of these generations. It's really fun. I highly recommend you try it. And again, I think it does have some, I won't say viral potential, but at least shareable potential when it comes to some fun organic content with these ideas. Okay, moving on now to the feature that we are highlighting tonight, the new one from Higgsfield AI, the iconic scenes. And this is from movies or television shows or even memes. So let's just take a look at a few here before I show you the ones that I picked. You can see the Titanic, Alien, which does happen to be one that I picked. You Shall Not Pass from The Lord of the Rings. I happen to go with two Lord of the Rings out of all the demos here. I did throw in one more because, again, I got sucked in and I couldn't resist doing another generation. And I had to do something other than a Lord of the Rings example. But if you haven't seen The Lord of the Rings, they probably won't have quite the same impact for you. But hopefully you can find an iconic scene here in these examples that would have a similar effect for you and be equally as fun, or at least maybe a meme here or something like that. Now, let's just quickly go over how this works, how you would do this. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to go to the iconic section here and select one of these scenes. In the case of My Precious, which is what we're looking at right now if you're watching along on video, which is equally impressive, fascinating, and disturbing all at the same time, and straight up warning. Generation that we got out of this scene for our example is at least equally as fascinating, if not more so disturbing, and potential nightmare fuel. So fair warning before we check out that example. I wouldn't want it to give anybody nightmares or anything like that. It is possibly nightmare fuel. Again, if you're not watching along on video, what you're seeing here is this scene from The Lord of the Rings, the My Precious scene. It gives a little description of the scene when you select it as well. It's basically Gollum being obsessed with the ring. In this case, it's in the style of the Muppets, or I guess puppets at the very least. And I think it's one of the better styles here. But the process is as follows. You get this pre-written description of what you're going to use, and you upload your photo, a selfie, or we used a headshot from one of our thumbnails. And then you have several styles that you can apply to it that you're seeing here is the last option. So we have that Muppet style. We have the anime or Studio Ghibli style. You have a lot of different varying types of animation, BoJack Horseman, Simpsons, kind of like Bob's Burgers style as well in some of these. One that's like black and white. And then one here that I would call like pop art, or I don't know if you want to call it maybe like psychedelic art. But that's the one I decided to go with for our generation. And I think that's the one that led us to the potential nightmare fuel that this example might be, and hopefully not. Anyway, here is our iconic scene in what I'm just going to call a psychedelic style, the My Precious Ring scene from The Lord of the Rings. Okay, I won't play that too many more times for anybody, just on the off chance that it is incredibly disturbing, but pretty insane output. And hopefully I didn't scar anybody or give, again, any nightmares. I sincerely apologize if that's the case. Honestly, I think the Muppet one that they use as an example is almost equally as disturbing, if not more so in some ways. But as you can also see, what's essentially happening with these scenes is they're taking that prompt, they're combining the iconic scene with a motion control, one of the motion controls from the model, and then the style that you wanted to apply to it as well. And those are the elements that are coming together to create these really fun outputs. Okay, and then this next one we did is the You Shall Not Pass scene from The Lord of the Rings. Again, apologies if you haven't seen that, but you can see the same process has been done with selecting the iconic scene, a motion control, and in this case, we're doing that anime or Studio Ghibli type style. I happen to be a huge animation and anime fan as well. I'm not sure. I think I've mentioned that a couple of times on the show. And we had to do something that wasn't quite as disturbing, is the word I'm going to choose, as the psychedelic art examples. And in this one, I love how it almost used my desk to be like a stone table for the sword and the staff here. And I think I would probably use this one in a post, and I probably will use this one in a post saying something to the effect or with the caption that this is me getting ready for work in the morning at my desk or approaching my computers or something like that. Okay, and because I was a huge fan of the Muppet version as well and a huge fan of the movie Alien, we did the Alien scene in the style of the Muppet, and I think it's pretty hilarious. So check that out here as well. This one definitely made me chuckle. So it cracks me up how the puppet or Muppet version of me is just slowly turning to look at this horrifying alien. I'm also pretty consistently impressed with these generations of these headshots that grab the necklace. I think it does a lot to makes it somewhat more recognizable as a form of content. Okay, that's going to do it for our quick little demo of the new feature, Iconic Scenes, from Higgsfield.ai that they recently launched. And it occurs to me that this is really just a super fun, super cool way to quickly do something creative with AI. And again, to go a little bit outside of marketing, just to share with a new AI adopter, an early adopter, or someone who has not been exposed to AI, who maybe you think could benefit from a fun, creative experience. I think this is a great example of that. But to stir things back into a marketing vein, again, I think it's also great for that organic content style of marketing that we mentioned a few times. Maybe something more of a meme style along with a clever caption to convey a deeper message. I can only imagine also that the iconic scenes that are going to be made available is only going to continue to grow, or maybe even get to a point where you can simply ask for any iconic scene. Okay, so definitely get in there, try the iconic scenes. I think you can do one generation without a plan, or at least off of the free plan. I was able to do that before I had to kick in the subscription again on Higgsfield. But the basic, I believe, is only $9 per month. So not too bad to get in there and create a bunch of good short form, fun, organic content. If you do have a chance to try out the new iconic scenes, definitely share your generations because we would love to see them here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.